Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 3091, The Decision Filter, How to Reduce Daily Decision Fatigue by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. And I'm gonna keep this intro nice and minimal for Minimalist Monday, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Decision Filter, How to Reduce Daily Decision Fatigue by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. We make thousands of decisions every single day, both consciously and unconsciously, and it's hurting you more than you'd think. Decision fatigue is real. This post will discuss decision fatigue, how it affects you, and how to create a mental filter that helps you figure out how to choose what really matters to you. From the moment we wake up to the moment we fall asleep, we ask our brains to guide us in the best possible way, always hoping to end up making the right decision. To snooze or not to snooze, glasses or contacts, white or brown socks, eggs, oatmeal, or no breakfast at all, drive, bus, or bike, do I need a jacket, drip or a cappuccino, what should I work on first, which email should I respond to first, what do I want for lunch? I could spend this entire article writing out decisions made in the first 60 minutes of every day, but I'll spare you that. Most of these decisions take only a short moment and seemingly little effort, but the collective effect is what should really concern you. With each decision made, our ability to effectively make the right one decreases. In other words, at the end of the day, you're more likely to cave to cravings and decisions requiring more discipline, like sticking to a particular diet. You're more likely to make an impulse purchase that doesn't align with what you intended to buy if you're overwhelmed with potential options and have already been plagued with decisions all day. This phenomenon is called decision fatigue, which simply means that the more decisions we have to make throughout the day, the worse we get at making them. When we are overwhelmed with choices, we tend to choose poorly even if the choices are insignificant. Mark Zuckerberg talks about why he wears a gray t-shirt every single day to avoid decision fatigue so he can give his best efforts to building Facebook. One of the solutions that my wife Amy and I are pursuing is reducing the total number of decisions that we have to make in daily life, similar to Zuckerberg and his gray shirt. Minimalism as a philosophy helps us reduce decision fatigue in many ways. By reducing the excess things in our lives, we have less that requires our attention and decision-making. You never have to decide how to organize or where to put the clutter that doesn't exist. Timothy Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, recommends that you make the first hour of your day 100% decision-free by already knowing exactly what it will take to do what you need to do and precisely how you'll do it. While both scenarios seem ideal, they can be difficult to execute and take time to set into place. Improving your decision-making process is possible starting today with just 20 to 30 minutes of work. Build a mental filter for your brain to make quick decisions easier. Just like an air filter for your home prevents most of the dust particles from getting to your lungs, a decision filter helps prevent most of your decisions from engaging your discipline. When you face a decision, run it through the filter first. If it makes it through, it's worth your continued consideration. If not, let it go. Creating your own decision filter is as simple as creating a series of yes or no questions to ask yourself. My filter only has 3 core questions, as I've spent some time boiling down what I want for the next few years of life. Number 1, I want to travel as much as possible, visiting family and friends. I love traveling, visiting new places, and seeing friends and family all over the world. Whenever I'm looking at a new gadget, use of time or money, I ask myself, would this make it easier for me to travel more frequently? Number 2, I want to have as much control of my time as possible. By spending less and reducing our overhead, like debt payments and living expenses, we create more opportunities, flexibility, and options for increasing time wealth. I absolutely love my job, but someday we may want some element of location independence, living abroad. So I ask myself, will this offer a future monetary return that may allow me to build time wealth and increase our flexibility? And number three, I want to foster creativity and all forms of health. This one is pretty simple. I just ask, will this help me foster creativity or improve my physical and mental health? The fact is, sometimes the answer to these questions is a resounding no, and I still do it anyway because it's worth the sacrifice. These questions indeed have helped me cut impulse spending on things that don't serve my purposes. As much as we'd like it not to, sometimes a little dust makes it through the air filter. You just listened to the post titled, The Decision Filter, How to Reduce Daily Decision Fatigue by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Dig it, Anthony. One of the first authors recommended to me by a listener just a couple of months after launching this show. And he's still going, writing, and making great videos. You can check that out at BreakTheTwitch.com. Now, decision fatigue is real. It's why grocery stores organize their stores the way they do. They put many of the staples in the back, so you have to walk through the store to get to your necessities, all the while looking at other things along the way and making decisions whether or not you want to buy them, and then which one to buy. And then when you're finally ready to check out, they throw the little candy bars and snacks and sodas and gum and all that stuff right in your face so you can quickly add it on when your decision fatigue is at its worst, leading to a not so great decision. Well, for you, for them, it's great. Tack on a few extra dollars. So being aware of this is really helpful. Coming in with a grocery list and getting straight to that list helps. But even as Anthony mentioned, having a decision filter or eliminating some decisions earlier in your day can definitely help too. Something as simple as having a smaller wardrobe can affect your decision-making throughout the day, as crazy as that might sound. And not only that, it saves you time, which is our most precious resource. So think about how little minimalism can go a long way in your life today. And enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be curating articles for you again here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.